you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 115, Empaths and Narcissists, Opposites on the Empathy Scale. Now, in today's episode, I'll be discussing the very delicate relationship between a narcissist and an empath. It's a topic I discuss often. A lot of you know that I have had a relationship with a narcissist in the past due to my empathic and highly sensitive nature. And it was a magnet, but I have learned a lot about my empathy and highly sensitive nature so that now I create boundaries and understand where my empathy and highly sensitive nature can get me in trouble, because I do have a high propensity to want to heal people and help people, but no longer to the detriment of myself. There is a big awareness and difference there. So anyway, this relationship between narcissists and empaths, it's a toxic, chaotic, and codependent type of love attraction, whether it's platonic or romantic. You know, years ago, no one talked about narcissism, what it was like to grow up in a dysfunctional home or be in a codependent relationship. No one was talking about abandonment issues and abandonment trauma and these childhood issues that we would now travel through life with, and that then affect all of our relationships. You know, I'm honored to talk about some of these issues for those of us who are middle-aged and older to help them and also myself understand what has actually been going on in some of our relationships for decades. I now help people understand the what, why, and how they got involved in these types of relationships and to understand who they were when they got involved. It all plays a role. And to help them understand how they get involved in these relationships and didn't even realize it. They didn't even realize it was what it was, you know, that it was codependent or narcissistic relationship. So it's important to understand the difference between those who are more highly narcissistic and those who are more highly empathic. Understanding this dynamic can help us with future relationships and help us release ourselves from the toxic relationships that we are in today. When describing someone who is narcissistic, we're talking about someone who is very grandiose and has a very high opinion of themselves and oftentimes has no facts to back that up. These people can be cruel in their language and punishing when it comes to their children, and cruel when it comes to their employees and partners. They can think that they're highly spiritual and empathic. You know by their language and their actions, they are not. Narcissists have delusions of grandeur. Someone who thinks they are awesome and thinks they are the most intelligent person in the world, yet there is absolutely nothing to back that up. An empath will feel embarrassment for the narcissist, yet the narcissist won't feel embarrassed because they will feel that they are right in every situation. If you dare say something about this to a narcissist, they will take your head off. Let's say there's a situation where, you know, you are partnering up with a narcissist and they are just going on and 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 on, people are just like stepping back, like, whoa, you know, they are arguing and demanding that they are right. They can't even see the forest for the trees. And the empath feels bad for them. You know, they're embarrassed for this person's behavior. But the narcissist will then take off the head empath for feeling embarrassed for them. So if you dare say something about this to a narcissist, they will take your head off. Like I've said, they're exceptional at rationalizing their anger and rationalizing their rage and don't know they are irrational. There are also narcissists who know that they are wrong and then will do everything in their power to cover it up and will punish those who are their main sources of narcissistic supply or those people who thought that they were wrong. A narcissist needs a lot of attention. Think about how a parasite needs a host and the narcissist needs a person to rage all of this on. Without a main source of narcissistic supply, a narcissist will actually implode. They need someone who has high empathy and feels their pain. So an empath feels that they can heal or fix the narcissist, which will not actually happen. They can stay locked into this chaotic and toxic dynamic for a lifetime. So a parent can be a narcissist. A child can mistakenly presume that one day their parent will change, even though all of their other siblings have no contact with that parent. An empath is often driven to heal other people and without good boundaries ends up sacrificing themselves. They're the ones who stay in there no matter what, you know, I see the potential for mom or dad or whoever the narcissist is in the parent relationship, and all the other siblings are like, are you out of your mind? Yeah, it gets really hard and difficult to manage when it's family that's involved, when it is someone you love and tons of emotions are involved. Paths get caught up in the potential of other people and get idealistic to believe that with enough love, enough kindness, and enough compassion and care that they can save or heal this person or that they will be different towards them. And that is absolutely not true. There will be things about that person that are never going to be healed by the ways of an empath or anyone's compassionate heart. You can be the kindest person on the planet to this person, and they will be telling everyone behind your back, whoever will listen, that you are selfish and self-centered. There isn't enough love and compassion in the entire world that can turn this person around. They would have to sit with themselves and be able to understand their cruel behavior or illogical thinking, and that just isn't going to happen. They can't get close enough to the feelings to be self-aware enough to understand why a kind person puts up with their horrible behavior. On the other hand, it is both a blessing and sometimes a curse to be an empath for many reasons. But until you awaken to your own understanding of your high empathy and can see that you have been exploited, you will continue to stay in the cycle of chaos and cruelty from a narcissist. When an empath can learn to flow all of their compassion towards themselves, they learn to protect the self instead of being taken advantage of or being manipulated. This is when you get to a point of understanding that the narcissist can't see you for your compassion. That's a powerful place for an empath to come from. The empath now understands that their gifts of a compassionate heart, the want to inspire and the drive to help people heal, to be kind, to understand, and to look beyond the anger and cruelty of another person have been manipulated and taken advantage of. They understand that they're being used, abused, and drained in these relationships. This awakening helps the empath understand the reality of what is happening. You are an empath or highly sensitive person, and you can't actually see the difference between reality and your tendency to idealize, then you will get sucked into this very dangerous and destructive patterning with narcissists. An empowered empath is someone who realizes that all of the compassion that they let flow towards someone else really has to flow towards themselves first. Your first line of defense is a strong sense of loving the self. Any relationship with a narcissist will reveal our own wounds of wanting to heal, wanting to be heard, and wanting to connect. It will all come up because we won't get what we think we will get. And one day, an empath may understand or become empowered enough to say, all right, man, this is enough crap. Enough is enough. And no matter what they do or did, nothing would have been different. No matter anything, nothing would end up being enough for a narcissist. Why would it ever be enough? Because a narcissist is always unhappy and never satisfied with your attempts. So let's just stop here for now to recap and understand that a narcissist is a wounded individual who expresses themselves in grandiose ways and someone who cannot be pleased no matter what you do to any extent. They will keep asking for more and keep taking more. An unaware empath is someone who idealizes the narcissist and works with their compassionate side to fix, to heal, and to soothe the narcissist. To no avail. They will keep trying, and it will suck them dry. So there's still more to discuss on this topic, but can you see the opposite ends of the compassion spectrum that a narcissist and an empath are operating on? The narcissist is operating on the end of a wounded soul, and the empath is operating on the end of compassionate soul, and both are drawn to the other for this magnetic pull. I excel in working with middle-aged empaths and highly sensitive people who are finally ready to heal their own wounds and become empowered to say, enough is enough, and start loving themselves first. Sending out so much love to any empath or sensitive who's found themselves in the situation of a narcissist or is feeling alone during these difficult times. Head on over to the show notes to sign up for the newsletter or to learn more about how to heal your story, become confident in your own skin as an empath on HeidiDelair.com or HealYourStory.com. I'm sending you all lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDelair.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDelair or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.